Despite the viral Bring Back Our Girls campaign, we've been on the edge of our seats now for over a month, waiting to hear some good news about those kidnapped schoolgirls in Nigeria. But it has not come yet, and anger continues to grow in Nigeria at the government's fruitless response. Coming up, we'll speak with the State Department's point person on Nigeria to hear how the U.S. is helping with the search. But first, we want to turn to Alice Ukoko. She's in London, where she heads a Nigerian human rights organization called Women of Africa. I asked her if she thought we're any closer to finding the schoolgirls.
It's very difficult to say from here what's happening. It's very worrying because every second that they are with these people, the adapters, the horrible things one could imagine is happening to them right now. I know that the locals are now saying they want to take their bow and arrows and they want to go and also look for their children, which is fantastic.
What do you think about that? Because I think people in the West might say, well, you know, we've got drones, we have technology. Who is better suited to finding these girls?
I think everyone has a role to play in this, and we welcome very much the drones, but how would we be able to identify the girls with drones and then rescue them? The people on the ground are saying they know the terrain, they know the forest, and they will go and get their children. Yes. So I think every hand should be on deck.
What's the role of Nigeria's defense forces in all of this?
Well, I think that is where the big issue is, because it's so obvious that Nigeria don't have the military might to actually go and do something worthwhile for Nigeria and for other people. They will use the military to brutalize civilians. Yes, we know this has been going on. They've been killing civilians, not just in the northern part of the country, but across the country. So we can see the hopelessness of having the world think we have military, but we don't.
And of course, Nigeria's military is the responsibility of President Goodluck Jonathan. I mean, is he capable of dealing with this?
They say they are doing everything, but we do know that he does not have the capability. They have systematically destroyed Nigeria's military service. We can't even keep our girls safe. It's now very, very clear. I mean, for the American president to be sending the troops to Chad, for me, it speaks volume.
I want to ask you, Ms. Ukoko, does it bother you that the U.S. and other countries are willing to get engaged in finding the girls, but they don't seem to share the same criticism, the same harsh rhetoric as you and other Nigerian activists about your government in Abuja?
Well, you must know that it is not the place of the foreign government to criticize the Nigerian government. But at the same time, one would say, because from day one that these girls were taken away, the American president offered help. And my take on that is that he must have known that Nigeria lacks the capability to go and find the girls. And of course, they could have actually prevented this, but they did not, because they had notice before the Boko Haram people attacked the Chibok. They knew it was going to happen, and they did nothing about it. So that is the reality on the ground. And Goodluck Jonathan represents a failed political system, a system that has kept the people of Nigeria repressed, a system that has steadily looted the wealth of a very rich country, a system that has created so much terror on the ground. This is a system that should have been removed long ago. We've sent a letter to the American president to please know that the Nigerian government is not a government that the Nigerian people want, and therefore they should help us to get him to leave the place.
I'm curious to know how you see these schoolgirls. I mean, what are their lives like now as compared to how were they living before?
The lives of children in Nigeria is like an animal life, because you don't have all the good things, the kind of things that children outside take for granted. Electricity, for instance. Mm. They try to do their homework using candlelight. They don't have food. We don't have proper, decent home to stay in. But they were determined, just like many other children like them across the country, to be educated, because they believe that they will have the opportunity to escape from a life of poverty. But right now, by their determination to go to school, they are now in a very, very dangerous situation. In the hands of criminals. Nobody can doubt the brutal nature of these guys who call themselves Boko Haram. All you have to do is look at them. Then you know that our children are in trouble. And I think the world see this, the danger that they are in, as sex slaves, children held against their will, and worse off, there is no government to turn to and to say, well, we are doing something.
Alice Ukoko, who heads the Nigerian human rights organization called Women of Africa, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me here.